భద్రం కర్ణేభిశృణుయామ దేవాః భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగైస్తుష్టువాగంసస్తనూభిః వ్యషేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి నః పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు ఓం శాంతే శాంతే శాంతిః
We have completed the second chapter, first section of the Mundaka Upanishad. This second chapter, first section, Angiras explains about the creation Virat Utpatti. Virat means the universe. Utpatti means creation. The creation of the universe came out of Brahman. Aksharam Brahma. Aksharam means imperishable. That Brahman who is imperishable, from that alone the creation has come into existence. Whatever comes and appears or manifests is called karyam, a product. Whatever emerges, whatever comes into existence, or whatever manifests, that is called karyam. It's a technical term in Vedanta. Karyam is a product. That means the whole universe is nothing but karyam. The whole universe. Universe means you can take oceans, planets, trees, all beings, insects, birds, animals, human beings, and akasha, prithivi, vayu, jalam, agni, all these panchabhutas, everything. In fact, if you can say one word, whatever is appearing in front of me, whatever is appearing in front of me and whatever I am able to see with these gross eyes and certain things whatever I am not able to see with my eyes also, through inference I hear something is there, that also is a product. Product of what? Product of Brahman. Aksharam Brahma. Once the universe is karyam, came out of Brahman, that Brahman gets that status. That status is karanam. Karanam Brahma. Once I understand this whole creation is the karyam, karyam of Brahman, so this understanding of this world as karyam, preceded by this karanam Brahman. So Brahman is the karanam, cause for this effect. First statement is karyam jagat. Second statement is karanam Brahma. Then the fourth stage, no karyam can exist without the karanam. No karyam can independently exist without karanam. Second, the development. This is called known to unknown. I know the world appearing in front of me. So I have to find out the karanam. That means known to unknown is easy. This is the method. Karyam jagat janami. Eka karana vijnanam avashyakam. Idanim, I want to know the cause. What Upanishad says, aksharam brahma is the cause. So karanatvam status I have given. Now third step I have to understand is, this karyam can never exist independently without the karanam. For that matter, anything in this world, any product cannot exist without its base substratum, the cause. Just as the cloth cannot exist without the fiber. Pot cannot exist without its cause, the clay. Ornaments cannot exist without its cause, gold. Here, therefore, no effect can exist without karanam. What is the corollary? That means karanam alone is appearing as the karyam product in different name and form. Very simple. Arisi maavu alone appearing in the murukku form. Illaya? Arisi maavu edho maavu. What you are mixing in that? That alone appearing in different form. Or kadalamavu alone appearing in the form of Mysore Pak. Without kadalamavu, can you get Mysore Pak? So, karanam alone appears in the karyam, name, roop, name and form. Different name and form. So, this is the third step. Fourth step is, jagat karyatvam we have given, brahmanaki karanatvam we have given. Third step of karyam, really speaking, there is no karyam at all. Karanam alone appearing in the third step we have understood. Understood? There is no karyam separately. Karanam alone appearing in the different name and form. This is third step development. Fourth step, what we have to understand? Since there is no karyam separately, independently existing other than cause, therefore, karyam is mithya. See the development. Since karyam is nothing but the cause appearing in a different name and form, it has no independent existence. That must be karyatvam is mithya. Karyatvam is mithya, false, unreal. We are all blinking. I will give an example. So, wave is the karyam, first step. Wave is the karyam, product. Next step. Water is the cause, karanam. Third step. Second step. Third step. Wave is nothing but water. Third step, because where is the effect? It is nothing but water, karanam. So once the wave I have understood, it is nothing but water, really karyat spectrum of wave is not at all real, karanam alone appearing in the wave form. I'm using my hand so that you can understand. Water moves always, you know. Wave also moving. Wave is nothing but water. Once I understood this karya, wave is unreal, its substratum, the base, the source, the pith in that wave is nothing but water, once I understood, can you enjoy the wavehood? Separately, wave will be there in your mind? No. Once the karyatvam has gone, wave has gone, where is the karanatvam of the water? Once I have negated this karyatvam, this karya wave is nothing but water and chunna udane, once I have negated the wave, karyam, the cause hood, no, causal hood, karanatvam of the water will be negated. So, adhyaropa apavadabhyam nishprapancham prapanchatena. All these are all only for sukhabodhartham. எதுக்கு சுவாமி இவ்வளவு கதை சொல்லி நெகேட் பண்றதுக்கா? ஆமா, நெகேட் பண்ணதுக்குதான். அப்போதான் நமக்கு புரியும். இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் காரியம், இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் த காரியம், கிவ் த காரணத்துவம் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் டு த காஸ் பிரம்மன் அண்ட் நெகேட் த காரியம், நெகேட் த காரணத்துவம் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். எப்படி ரூஃப் போடும்போது, ஹவு தே புட் பில்லர், வென் ஆர் புட்டிங் சீலிங், தே புட் பில்லர், அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் த சீலிங் செட்ஸ் ஃபுல்லி, ஆஃப்டர் க்யூரிங் வாட்டர் ஃபுல்லி, இட் செட்ஸ். ஆஃப்டர் சம்டைம் வாட் தே டூ, தே ரிமூவ் ஆல் தீஸ் பில்லர்ஸ் இன்சைட், த பர்பஸ் இஸ் ஓவர். அது மாதிரி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ்ல ஐ ஹவ் கிவன் ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள். Intelligent people understand this. You are all intelligent people, therefore you have understood. Introduce the world, give the karyatvam status to the world, give karanatvam status to the Brahman, negate the world and remove that karanatvam to Brahman. Really speaking, Brahman is not a karanam. As long as you see the world, Brahman get karanatvam status. Lahari dunde aniko. The wave is searching for water. Unintelligent wave only search for water. Intelligent wave understands I am water. Kapada dunde sutuko. The cloth is searching for a fiber. Unintelligent cloth will search for fiber. Intelligent cloth will not search for fiber. Jeeva dunde brahmako. Unintelligent jeeva will search for Brahman. Enge irukkar? Vaikunthathile irukkara? Kailasathile irukkara? Searching for Brahman. Jeeva dunde brahmako. Intelligent jeevas like you will never search. Why? Those intelligent jivas recognize themselves as Brahman. That's Vedanta. If they search these unintelligent waves, kapada and jiva, all are tino, utka ut. Small correction. Last class, kutka kut and chun. There is a correction. Utka ut. Ut. A-I-E-U-U-Vilya and the dirgha ut. Utka ut means all these three are fools. If waves search for water, it is a fool, foolish thing. If a cloth search for fiber, it is a foolish thing. If a jiva search for Brahman, it is a foolish thing. Okay. Therefore, finally we have to understand Advaitam. What are the statements finally? Karye karanam pasyet. In a different language I am presenting. Same explanation, different language I am presenting. Karye karanam pasyet. That means in the world, Cedar caused Brahman. Kare karanam paschet. Paschat, second statement. Paschat, later. Karyam visarjayet. Negate the world. Karyam visarjayet. Third step. Karanam tato nashet. Karanatvam will perish. Will go away. Karanatvam will not be there. Karye karanam paschet. Paschat karyam visarjayet. Tato tataha. What happened then? Karanam nashet. Karanam nashet means Brahman nashet kadayad. Karanatvam of Brahman will go away. What remains? Brahman avasistham bhavet. Brahman only remains. So, presentation of world. What Upanishad did. What, how all came the birth, you know, from the rivers all join in the ocean, again that goes into the sky and there is vapor and again it forms as cloud, again come into like that. These are all explanations only for LKG, UKG students. LKG, UKG students means when our mind is not mature to understand the Tattvamasi Mahavakya, all the stories chalanam. Previous whole, the 10 verses, whole explanation is this creation only. Presentation of the world has been done. And introduced Brahman in the 10th verse. That whole universe is nothing but Brahman. Then negation of the world and the cause and status of Brahman also will be negated. This is the crux of the whole Upanishad, especially in this section. What we have done up to here, chapter 10th verse, in the second chapter, first section, this is what we have done. In the four statements, in the whole chapter I have given in four statements. Now, it's very nice to listen how to own up that Brahman. That Brahman, how to own up, Upanishad gives the method. Upanishad gives a upaya, a technique. Technique to know that Brahman, who is Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. And finally, Upanishad has said in that 10th mantra, Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam. So, Yetad Yaha Veda Nihitam Guhayam. That Brahman which is the Karya Karana Vilakshanam, which we have introduced cause for the universe and negated that Karanatvam, that Brahman is in your heart alone. In your heart, I am not going to be able to do it. I am not going to be able to do it. You will get it. I will tell you the upaya technique. So, if you know that Grandhirasim Vikiratiha Somya, all your doubts will be cleared. If you know that Brahman, never search for that Brahman outside. And the Hindi sloka gnapakam vechukonga. You know, Utka Ut, if a jiva search for Brahman outside, it is a foolish thing. There is no other foolish thing greater than this. It is a foolish thing. So, enna pannanavanna? In your heart only it is available. Try to understand. How to understand? Come on, look into the next chapter. I will tell you. Niye kashtapadanu, naan solrene. Easy method how to understand that who is available in your guha, in the heart. Now we have to see this second section of the second chapter. Now we will look into the mantra. We read first.
Avisannihitam guhacharam nama.
Avisannihitam guhacharam nama.
Mahattadam matraitat samarpitam.
Mahattadam matraitat samarpitam.
Ejat ప్రాణం నిమిషచ్చ. యదేతత్ జానత సత్ సద్వరేణ్యం. పరం విజ్ఞానాద్వరిష్టం ప్రజానాం.
జీవాత్మ పరమాత్మ ఐక్య జ్ఞానం, దట్ ఉపాయ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు బి రివీల్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ సెకండ్ సెక్షన్. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. What Upanishad wants to say, you need not separately experience the consciousness that Aksharam Brahma, who is in your heart, is none other than consciousness. Okay, this must be clear. The Aksharam Brahma, Aksharam means imperishable Brahman, who is the cause of this universe. When it is available in your heart, that Aksharam Brahma is called as Atma or Consciousness. In the word Marakakudade. Okay, if I forget this statement, the whole Vedanta and the Vega irukum. It is Aksharam Brahma, who is the cause for this whole creation, is available in your heart, Upanishad says. So that which is available in my heart is the consciousness. That consciousness is called Atma. That Atma is myself. Therefore, I myself need not experience. Why? I myself only is the cause for every experience. So, non-irikane, for example, once you come to this hall, and you experience everything. You experience means you come across all objects, you are aware of those things. If you do not see certain things, you know their absence also. If the chairs are not there, chairs are not there, you will say. And so and so person has not come, means you know that also. You will say, oh, that person hasn't come today. You know that. You know the presence of things and you know the absence of things. And you never question your presence. Naan irikkena illaya ana doubt varuma? You can get doubt about any blessed thing in this universe, but you never doubt yourself. Can you ask me, swami ji naan class ku vandana illaya? Will you ask? No one can doubt about oneself. Therefore, the experience of the consciousness is not a special particular event. The experiencer is always available, that is called avihi, self-evident. I am evident to myself. If your mother or father has to come, nee irukkeppa nu sollanuma vandu, you are there nu sollanuma. I don't require anyone to tell about my existence. Naan irukkena illaya nu yaar vandu enakku solla avashyam illa. Yen naan irukkena enakku theriyum. I know that I am here because I am the consciousness. I am the consciousness. I am aware of everything. The awareer of everything need not, cannot doubt his presence. So avihi means self-evident shining one. Divyohya murtah purushaha sabahya abhyantaro yajaha. Brahma lakshanam we saw in the previous section. What we heard there? Divyohya murtah, amurtah purushah saha bahyah abhyantarah. We have heard abhyantarah means inside also. So now about inside we are studying. Inside Brahman is available. Ippoda namak பிடிப்பே கிடைக்கும். ஹியர் இட் இஸ் அவைலபிள். எங்கேயோ அவர் எல்லாம் காரணம் கேணான்னு சொன்னால் நமக்கு என்ன புரியும், இங்கே இருக்கார், வெளியில் போக முடியாதவருக்கு. யூ கேன் நோ தட் பிரம்மன். ஸோ ஆவிஹி மீன்ஸ் சித்ரூபதான சித்ரூபேண ஆஸ் த கான்ஷியஸ் என்டிட்டி. ஆவிஹி என்ன தமிழில் ஆவிஹி இல்லை, அதில் வச்சுக்கூடாது கோஷ்டு. ஆவி என்ன ஸ்டீம் ஆல்சோ இருக்காள் ஆவி, அந்த மீனிங் கிடையாதுங்க. ஆவிஹின் செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் பிரம்மன். சந்நிஹிதம், சந்நிஹிதம் மீன்ஸ் இன் ஆல் மை காக்னிஷன். சந்நிஹிதம்னு ரொம்ப கிட்ட, சந்நிஹிதம் வித் விச் ரிமைன்ஸ் எவிடென்ட் க்ளோஸ்லி சம்யக் ஸ்திதம். தென் இஸ் எவிடென்ட்னா இன் ஆல் மை காக்னிஷன். சப்தஜானம் knowledge of sound, I am aware. Sparsha jnanam, knowledge of touch, I know. Jnanam means knowledge. Shabda jnanam, sparsha jnanam, roopa jnanam, knowledge of forms and colors. Rasa jnanam, knowledge of taste, cognition, vritti jnanam, and knowledge of smell. ஜானஜானம், கந்தஜானம், இன் ஆல் தீஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ் த ஜானம் தட் இஸ் சித்து. ஐ நோ சவுண்ட், ஐ நோ த ஃபார்ம், ஐ நோ த ஸ்மெல், ஐ நோ த டேஸ்ட், ஐ நோ த டச், எவ்ரி திங் ஐ நோ. த காக்னிஷன் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் காக்னிஷன். இன் எவ்ரி விருத்தி ஜானம் it is evident, self evident, that is the meaning. Sannihitam, sannihitam nama, it is well known, it is very well known, very popular. I know my son, I know my son, son cognition. I know my daughter, daughter cognition. Cognition means recognition, vritti jnanam. All our activities, all our vyavahara, only cognition. Cognition means vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam vandha nane class koram ukkaranam idella vritti jnanam da. In every vritti jnana, I know, I know, I know, I know. This I know is common, what I know is uncommon. Puriyadho, I know is common. I know Lakshmi, I know Sudha, I know Saraswati, I know Parvati, I know is same, but that known object is different. It is very well known. Ellarkume theriyuma idhu enna pudhusu namakku. That's why nama means well known. Where this cognition is taking place? Guhacharam. Adhu romba important. இந்த காக்னிஷன் எங்கே வருது? மை டாட்டர் விருத்தி ஜானம், மை ஹஸ்பண்ட், மை ஹவுஸ், மை புக், மை சாரி, ஆல் மை ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி, மை ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ். திஸ் காக்னிஷன் வேர் இஸ் இட் இஸ் டேக்கிங்? நாட் அவுட் சைட், இட் இஸ் டேக்கிங் இன் மை ஹார்ட். குஹா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் கேவ். ரியல் மீனிங் இஸ் குஹா மீன்ஸ் கேவ். ஹியர் குஹா மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் லைக் கேவ் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் இன் சைட். இட் இஸ் லைக் கேவ் இன் ஹுச் One which moves in the heart. Charam means Sarva Vritti Sakshinam. This Jivatma, where it moves as the witnesser of all thoughts in the mind or in the heart, you can take. Guhacharam. Guhayam Charyate Iti. Floating in mind enclosure, as though floating. Don't think really floating. Okay? As though floating in the mind, in my own mind, because I am only knowing everything, floating in my mind enclosure. That which is floating in the mind enclosure as the witnesser of every thought, that Atma, highly consciousness,
It is support mahat padam. I, the consciousness awareer of every vritti arising in my mind in the enclosure, I, the consciousness, is support of everything.
தூக்கமே வருதோ வரக்கூடாது, இதுதான் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் போர்ஷன். டஃப் சப்ஜெக்ட்னா எப்பவுமே அபோவ் ஹெட்டு தான். அபோவ் ஹெட்ன உடனே ஹெட்டில் கொஞ்சம் அப்படியே அசந்தல் வந்துடும். இது மறந்துட்டான்னு அவ்வளோதான், இந்த ஜென்மாக்கு முக்தி போஸ்ட் போண்டா. இட் இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் சப்போர்ட். ஓகே, திஸ் ஆத்மா த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஹூச் இஸ் என்க்ளோஸ்ட் இன் ஆஸோ இன் த மைண்ட் இன் த ஹார்ட் as the witnesser of every cognition is the support base or substratum mahat and great. The great padam means support, padam means pad means that which is reached by all, padam destination. Previous section vandu, now the important clue here. Previous section is Sat Pradhana topic. As existent Brahman, Sat Pradhanam. Brahman means what? Sat Chit Ananda. Enga padichom? Satva Bodha. Sat Chit Ananda Swarupaha Atma Atma Tarhikaha Sat Chit Ananda Swarupaha Anda Atma சத்பிரதானமா ப்ரீவியஸ் சாப்டர்ல படிச்சோம். இப்போ ஹியர் சித் பிரதான ரூபேண ஆத்மா வி ஆர் ஸ்டடிங். ஓகே, சோ மகத் பதம், இட் இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் சப்போர்ட். சப்போர்ட் ஃபார் வாட்? நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன், இட் இஸ் த பேஸ் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் சப்போர்ட் ஃபார் வாட்? சி, திஸ் சேர் பெஞ்ச் இஸ் சப்போர்ட் ஃபார் ஹோம்? ஃபார் மீ. ஃபார் மீ இட் இஸ் சப்போர்ட். எஸ், similarly and for this desk it is support, for this mic and mic stand this bench is support. So support means there are certain things which are taking ashraya on that. What are those things? We have to understand. That is only mantra tells. Now ejat pranat nimishat etat samarpitam atra. This consciousness which is available in the heart as a witnesser of all experiences, cognitions, this consciousness, I, the consciousness, is support for ajat, means for all moving things. Ajat means for all moving things, all flying ones also, which are all moving. You can supply anejat also, plants. Upanishad has not said. Ella solite pona time pattad. That's why Upanishad only taking ajat means moving ones, I am the support. For non-moving ones also, I am the support. Anna enna ardham? The bench irukke, adu mela swami ukkarndirukkaru. So therefore bench is support. Anna maadhiri, anga Brahman irukka, consciousness, adu mela ஆல் ஜீவா சிட்டிங்கல அப்படி எடுத்துக்கூடாது. சப்போர்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் மூவிங் திங்ஸ், தேர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஈஸ் பாசிபிள் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மீ த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஐ தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ரிகக்னைஸ் எவ்வரி பிளஸ்ட் மூவிங் திங்ஸ் இன் த யூனிவர்ஸ். ஏஜட் சேம் வே that tree anejat, the tree cannot move, anejat, that tree is anejat, adukku support, who is the support for its existence? I, the consciousness, is the support for that tree. Inna swamini, the tree ku support bhoomi dane, how can you become the support? The support na adu vera support, that support we are not talking. The tree is there, its existence to be recognized. That recognition of the tree is its support. Who is recognizing? I, the consciousness, is recognizing. Therefore, Ivy consciousness is the support for the tree. Otherwise, the tree is there or not, who bothers? Naan illena, Ivy consciousness is not there to recognize the tree. What is the existence of tree? If it is there or not, who will bother? Since I am here, I am giving the existence to that object. In Mandukya, first class, I have explained all this. Any object can have its existence only when there is a pramata. Without pramata, pramanam cannot be, prameyam cannot have any value at all. That means what? And the chedi irukkane appreciate pandrathukku yaar venum? Naan venum. Naan enna yaar ipo? Consciousness. Therefore, I the consciousness is support for everything or not. Correct dhaane? Okay, very good. Ejathu, pranathu, I the consciousness is support for all breathing ones. Which are all breathing? Prana, apana, inhalation and exhalation, they're all doing because of the consciousness. I, the consciousness, is giving support to this respiratory system to breathe. Not only that, I, the consciousness, is the support to recognize the other breathing objects. Other breathing beings, ellame. Illana, if I don't recognize, the rat is there. It is also having inhalation, exhalation, breathing. If I don't recognize that rat or cat, which are all breathing, the breathers, or rabbit, their existence, you know, who will decide? Rat cannot say, I am rat, I am in India, I am safe, I am not in Baghdad. A rat cannot. Chit is there, Sat is there, but rat cannot have sixth sense. Therefore, let's say all human beings are coming to the Mundakopanishad class. Puriyadha? Now, idhilone oru important vishayam enna, human beings only can recognize this chit, sat, not cat, rabbit. Puriyadha? Pranat also, even other breathers, whatever are there in this universe, they cannot recognize. Dog cannot know I am a dog. Dog never appreciates itself if it gets first prize also in the competition. Who appreciates? Dog owner. Dog, bo, and everybody will tell you. If you go and tell, and you are so happy with that dog, you tell, you got first prize today. See, everybody is appreciating you. You got first prize. Everybody is watching. என்ன ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பிரைஸ் ஏதோ பாவம் இவன் ஏதோ அனு சொல்லணும். அந்த டாகுக்கு என்ன தெரியும்? தட் பிரீதர், த டாக் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹூ இஸ் த சப்போர்ட் ஃபார் தட் ஐ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ். சித் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் த விட்னஸ் ஆர் இஸ் த சப்போர்ட் பேஸ். நிமிஷது அண்ட் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் விங்கிங் ஒன்ஸ். கண் இருக்கும் இல்லை, எல்லா பீயிங்ஸுக்கு கண் இருக்கேன். ஃபார் ஆல் திஸ் விங்கிங் விங்கிங் ஒன்ஸ் and yet etat all this enna namku rendu moodu solli irukka. For example, ellame you can supply yourself. Tat yet etat all these are samarpitam. Samarpitam means are based. In future Upanishad is going to give an example that I will tell you here. Samarpitam means what? A beautiful example is going to come. Now you take a wheel, a cart is there. அந்த கார்ட்டுக்கு வண்டிக்கு வீல் இருக்கும் இல்லையா, உடன் வீல். அந்த உடன் வீலுக்கு மிடில் ஒரு ஹப் இருக்கும், ஹப். அந்த ஹப் இஸ் ஹேவிங் அனதர் பிக் சர்க்கிள் கனெக்டட் ஆல் ஸ்போக்ஸ். ஸ்போக்ஸ் அனதர் ஆல் ஸ்போக்ஸ், யூ நோ தோஸ் ஆல் ஸ்போக்ஸ் கனெக்டட் டு திஸ் ஹப். த ஹோல் வீல் இஸ் ஆல் ஹப்ஸ் ஆர் சப்போர்டட் பை ஹூமன் in the hub, the center portion. Clear? That is samarpitam. So, I, the consciousness, is like a hub. All these cognitions are like, you know, spokes. This whole wheel is like a world. Clear? We are going to see that later.
அத்ர ஆன் திஸ் பிரம்மன். தே ஆர் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் திஸ் பிரம்மன். அத்ர அல்டிமேட் லைட். Here, self-effulgent means not a jyoti. Effulgent is the problem. So, Upanishad itself creates a problem. ஏற்கனவே நமக்கு தகராறு. இதுக்கு என்ன இந்த மாதிரி சொல்லி ஆவிகி சொன்ன உடனே செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட், செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜென்ட், செல்ஃப் ஷைனிங், திவ்யோஹ்ய மூர்த்த புருஷா, திவ் தாத்து மீன்ஸ் டு ஷைன். இன்னும் இது சொன்ன உடனே பீப்புள் ஆர், அப்பா ஆத்மா இஸ் ஷைனிங், ஆத்மா இஸ் பல பல பலான்னு ஒரே காந்தியா தெரியறது என்ன. அரே அப்படி அர்த்தம் அப்படி புரிஞ்சக்கூடாது. ஹவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் என்ன, ஆத்மா as though light, consciousness is as though light. A light is means what? What is the definition of light? A light is that in whose presence all things are known. A light is that in whose presence all things are known. Their presence is known and their absence is also known. For example, these eyes are called light. Ears are called light. Because these eyes, presence of eyes, I know certain objects. So, the presence, the light, why eyes are called light? Because of their presence, I know, by whose presence I know the objects. Rupa Jnanam. Ears, by whose presence I know the sounds, Shabda Jnanam. By whose presence the tongue I know the taste, Rasa Jnanam. Similarly, all Jnanams take place because therefore they are called light, as though light. Clear? That is called light. Never think Atma is like a flame, like a light. You know, never think like that. Okay, now Atma is light in the sense, these sense organs borrowing the sentiency from the mind, that mind is borrowing sentiency from the consciousness. That means consciousness indirectly giving the capacity to the eyes to know the object. Clear though? Second half la romba jaagratha irukkanum. First class la vandha full surusurupa irukkum. In the second half la the subject climax ke po, appo dhaan nam correct ah thookam varum. வரக்கூடாது. அத்ர ஆன் திஸ் பிரம்மன் சது அசது. சது மீன்ஸ் ஃபார்ம்டு. ஹியர் சது அசத்துன்னா அது எடுக்கக்கூடாது. பிரம்மன் சத், சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மான்னு எடுக்கக்கூடாது. சது ஆத்மான்னு இப்போதான் சுவாமி யூ டோல்ட் அஸ் சச்சிதானந்த பிரம்மன். இங்க சது மீன்ஸ் ஃபார்ம்டுவன். ஹவு மெனி மீனிங்ஸ் ஆர் தேர்? ஒரு வேர்டுக்கு சாஸ்திரா யூசஸ் அம்டீன் மீனிங்ஸ். அதுக்கு தான் குரு வேணும்னு சொன்னது. புரியறதா இப்போ? இங்க சத்து என்ன, ஃபார்ம்டுவன், தட் விச் ஹேஸ் காட் எ ஃபார்ம், எ ஷேப். அண்ட் அசத்து மீன்ஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ், விச் டு நாட் ஹாவ் ஃபார்ம். ஆல் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் திஸ் பிரம்மன், விச் ஆர் ஆல் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் திஸ் பிரம்மன், விச் ஆர் having forms and which are not having forms, all are based on this Brahman. Formed one only based on Brahman. அப்படி formless எல்லாமே எங்க இருக்கு அந்த மாதிரி டவுட் வரும். அதுக்கு தான் உபநிஷத்து டென்ஸ். சது அசது மூர்த்தா அமூர்த்தா அர்த்தம். மூர்த்தி மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் ஹேஸ் காட் ஃபார்ம், அமூர்த்தா மீன்ஸ் விச் ஹேஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் ஃபார்ம். எவ்ரி திங் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் பிரம்மன். அதான் ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் உங்களுக்கு புரியணும்னு, அக்னி ஜலம் பிருத்திவி, ஃபயர் வாட்டர் அண்ட் எர்த் ஹவ் காட் ஃபார்ம் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் ஹூம், பிரம்மன். ஏதஸ்மாத் ஜாயதே பிராணஹ தஸ்மாத் வா ஏதஸ்மாத் ஆத்மனஹ ஆகாசஸ்தம்பூதஹ ஆகாஷாத் வாயுஹ. ஆகாஷ வாயு ஆர் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ், பார்ன் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன். ஸோ தத்ர சமர்ப்பிதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அத்ர மீன்ஸ் அத்ர அண்ட் ஹியர். And this Brahman, the consciousness, they are supported. So, this Akasha, Vayu, which are formless, and Agni Jalam Prithvi, which are have formed on this Brahman alone, they are all based. Therefore, Varishtham Varenyam, since it is the support for all these formed and formless ones, it is worth to sought after. That which is base for everything, it is worth to find out. What is it? Varishtham. Varaha Variyan Varishtha. Gayatri Mantra la Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prajodayad. Anga Varenyam Varam. That Varenyam, Bhargaha Varenyam, Atra Brahman consciousness Varenyam. Why? Since Brahman the consciousness, I is the support for all, supportless support I am. I need not have any support. I am giving support. I am taking support. You are also taking support. So the Brahman, the consciousness is Varishtham because it never takes support from anything. Clear no? That is the uniqueness. Why we have to Varenyam? Why we have to choose that? Why we have to know that Brahman? It is supportless support. It never depends on anything. It gives support to everything. The greatness. The greatest to be sought, to choose. Here support means what? What do you mean by support? Water support the wave. Fiber support the cloth. Brahman support the jiva. Jiva support and don't pillar is supporting building and madri could have. Support means as though support. Okay. Now Varenyam means the goal. It is the goal. Yet param. Vijnana prajanam. That is another important thing. Why I have to choose this Brahman? This Brahman is beyond param. Beyond of what? Prajanam vijnanad. The ordinary laukika knowledge of people, this is supreme. So prajana means of those people. Vijnanad, the knowledge of those people. Those people means who are all having computer knowledge, physics knowledge, chemistry knowledge, astronomy knowledge, nuclear bomb knowledge, illa bomb knowledge. They have got ammunitions knowledge. Ella knowledge vida idu param anna beyond. That means what? Adi aparavidya, idu paravidya. Therefore you have to know. Adi da karanam. Na enak adi theriyum, idu theriyum, ella theriyum anna. And the story madre. And the boatman said, unakku neechal theriyuma anna. Enak neechal theriyadanna, avala da ulla poona. And the story theriyum illaya? Adi madre brahma vidya is a tarana vidya in this human life. Whatever qualification you have got, portfolio and you have got lot of qualification, zero. Apara vidya ellame. That's what here says. Guru tells, Angiras is telling, prajanam vijnanat yat param tat varishtham. Apara vidya, this vidya is supreme. Therefore you have to know. Janatha etat. Oh my dear student, janatha, know this. You must know this, because since it is supreme beyond of all this worldly knowledge. Enakku veena theriyum, sangeetham theriyum, paada theriyum, dance theriyum, swimming theriyum, skating theriyum, ella theriyum. Nee yaarappa nu adhuda theriyadhu. Therefore study Mundaka Upanishad. Continue next mantra. Edarchimathu edanubhyonucham யஸ்மின் லோகா நிஹிதா லோகினஸ்ச ததேதத் அக்ஷரம் ப்ரஹ்ம ஸ ப்ராணாஸ்தது வாங்மனஹ ததேதத் சத்யம் ததம்ருதம் தத் வேத்தவ்யம் சௌம்ய வித்தி. Now the actual process, the technique upaya, Upanishad is going to reveal. Angiras is revealing to Shaunaka. This is Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Mantra. All are important mantras. See the third line. Tadetad Aksharam Brahma. That which is the support for whole creation, I, the consciousness who is available in this mind enclosure, it is Aksharam Brahma. That Aksharam Brahma, that Aksharam Brahma and this consciousness are not different. Both are one and the same, identical. That is Aksharam Brahma, imperishable Brahman. Yet Achimat, which is effulgent, again effulgent. அடிக்கடி வந்துட்டே இருக்கும் இது. எஃபல்ஜெண்ட், ஷைனிங், பிரைட். பிரைட்ன அப்படி போகும் நம்ம மனசு. எது அணுஹூ அணுபியா, ஸ்மாலர் தேன் ஸ்மாலஸ்ட், சட்லர் தேன் சட்லஸ்ட். அணு மீன்ஸ் ஆட்டம், இட் இஸ் வெரி 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 சட்டில். இந்த அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா, ஐ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஹூ இஸ் அவைலபிள் இன் திஸ் குஹா, மூவிங் அண்ட் கிவிங் support to all sense organs. That is what we are going to see. Anuhu anubhyaha, Brahman is smaller than smallest, so you can supply bigger than biggest. Prithvi shamaka ani ore grain irukku, romba small shamaka. This Brahman is smaller than that shamaka. Mahato mahiyan anoraniyan, mahato mahiyan Brahman nanedan. Nan enna inda body mind edukkudadu. If I take body mind, or kuttu kudupar Bhagavan. I am consciousness. Anuhu anubhyaha. Anubhyaha means than atoms. I am subtler, subtlest. Yasmin lokaha lokinaha nihitaha. On which the world, lokaha means achetana prapancha. Lokinaha means chetana prapancha. Sentient and insentient, the mountains and all insentient, all beings are sentient. Lokaha lokinaha nihitaha are based, wave based on water, ornament based on gold, desk based on wood, cloth based on fiber. All these lokas, lokinaha, based on Brahman, I the conscious. Saha pranaha, it is prana vayuhu. Then we have to understand pranasya pranaha ani solanum. Inga pranaha na inda moochu kaathada brahman ani solakudadu. Yathu yaha saha pranaha na pranasya pranaha. Tat etat tat u vang manaha, that means it is speech and mind. Speech and mind means that which is the support base for speech and the mind. Clear? Etat satyam, it is the truth. Brahma satyam, jagan mithya. In the speech, apram the manasukku, prana, ellathukkume support consciousness. So in the body, all organs who support, I the consciousness. This is satyam, this is truth. If you don't understand, come after some time, okay? I am not telling. Upanishad is telling. This is satyam. This is the only truth. This is the only truth. Try to understand. That amritam, it is immortal. It has no death at all. That is vedhavyam. It has to be penetrated. It has to be known. It has to be pierced. The mind should concentrate on it. Anartham. Somya, oh pleasing one, my dear student, vidhi. Means shoot it. Jeevatma poi paramatmana poi apdiye had to fix na target na adu eppadi na appuram next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.